This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
These.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
It's time for the Michael K. Show Pro Picks, brought to you by Bud Light. So here's how it works. We all had the exact same week. So Don and I are tied for first. So what we have to do, we both got a point yesterday. RJ has a coin.
Really? That he's gonna flip. Why wouldn't it just be me because I've got the better record?
You know, that's a good idea. You go first. All right.
Wow, that was fast.
Well, we have the same amount of points, right? But your record is better.
All right. Well, we already got the point in the bank, as you know, from the Cardinals and the Seahawks last night. So I
feel good about it, too.
Two-point play first. Eagles, Browns, and Cleveland. Myles Garrett out, COVID-19. Offensive line takes a hit. Jack Coughlin out as well. So some injuries for Cleveland. A Browns team that has not covered four consecutive weeks. Trouble scoring. Mayfield has not thrown a touchdown pass in two consecutive weeks. I'm getting 2.5. I'll take the Eagles to win in Cleveland, or at least not lose by more than two. And that's my 2-point play. I'm really enjoying the Dolphins. I think Tua has been a really nice story. Dolphins continue to march forward. They're in Denver, and the Browns have been a turnover machine, guys. They've fumbled the ball 5 times. They've thrown a league-high 16 interceptions. The Dolphins are tied with Pittsburgh for the best record against the spread this season at 7-2. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins covering the 2.5 in Denver as my 3-point play. So with a point already, in the bank, I'll go Eagles covering the 2.5 in Cleveland for 2 points, and the Dolphins covering the 2.5 in Denver as my 3-point play.
Carlin just texted me, Peter. He said, "I am fat, but do I not bleed?"
See, that's what I mean. You cut him to his core.
All right. Here's how I'm feeling about my picks. So my 2-point pick, I'm going to Baltimore. I'm getting on the Acela, and I'm heading to Baltimore.
Make sure you go the right direction.
Yes, I know. It's the Titans at the Ravens. And Ravens have not played well. Both teams are 6-3. Both teams have not played well of late. But here's the key to the game to me. In the playoffs last year when the Titans upset the Ravens, Derrick Henry ran for 195 yards against Baltimore. Now, Baltimore's defense will not have their nose tackle, Brandon Williams. I think this is the Derrick Henry show. I'll gladly, hungrily take the 5.5 points. That's my 2-point play. Titans,
you know what?
Over the Ravens.
One of the best picks you've ever made on the show.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
My 3-point play, unfortunately, is the same one as Donald. Dolphins at the Broncos. So the Dolphins are tied for the 4th in the NFL in takeaways. Now, the Broncos, like the ball taken away, they lost 5 fumbles and 16 interceptions this year. Drew Locke, who, if he does play, is going to be banged up, had 4 interceptions last week. And if he doesn't play, you're going to get a backup quarterback. Now, Tua has 5 TDs and no interceptions. He's 3-0. Only 4 AFC quarterbacks have won their first 4 starts. Breeze, Ben, Trevor Siemian, and Patrick Mahomes. And as Don said, Dolphins are 7-2 against the spread, tied with Pittsburgh for the best mark in the AFC. So I'll give the 2.5 to the Broncos. I know it's in Denver, and this is not a pick about Tua. This is a pick about the Dolphin defense, which is really not talked about as much as it should be. There's a playoff team right now. I think that they could really handle the Broncos, so that is my 3-point pick.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Well, here we are, guys. Here we are. And I'm getting asked by Yes if my camera is off, which it was not. That's sad. It's the moving time. It's time to move. Time for me to catch up with the big boys. I've played decently, but I need to make up points. And for all three of my picks, none will have anything to do with Michael or Don. For my one-point pick, I will head to Washington, where my Washington football team is giving a short 1.5 against the Bengals. I know I'm probably a little bit biased here, to say the least, and maybe I've been deceived by a few things. And I'm not saying the Bengals are a terrible team, but Washington is going to win some games this year. They can't seem to do it against the Giants for some reason, but they're going to do it. And Alex Smith now, week two as a starting quarterback after putting up 400 yards last week. The Washington running game's actually turning in to something with Antonio Gibson and McKissick. And Terry McLaurin's a real threat. It's up to that defense to not give up points early, because in the second half, they always seem to shut people down. Long story short, I will take Washington, giving that
awful
short
pick. What a joke
pick. You don't think that. You don't think
I do.
No, you don't.
I almost picked this game. I was going to take Joey Covers.
You don't think it's an awful pick.
It wouldn't even make sense. How could you ever pick Washington for anything? You have no idea what's going to show up. Please go on. You give it a point away to us.
By the way, you don't know who's going to show up. Go look right now at what shows up every week.
And they lose.
This is a team that competes every week.
Okay. We'll see how it works out. If you like it so much, make it a three.
By the way, that's the most ridiculous. So can I change your picks now?
What does that have to do with it?
It just doesn't make any sense. My two-point play, I will go to Houston. The New England Patriots are in Houston to take on the Texans. The Pats are giving a short half point. We are getting a line based on who the Patriots have been over the last month. However, I believe Cam Newton is getting healthier off of that COVID-19 week by week. And I believe Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time, will figure out what to do with this team that he has as the weeks go on. And we'll end up looking back to the midseason point and going, wow, remember when they were only favored half a point in Houston? That was giving away money. I will take the New England Patriots any day of the week against a weak Texans team. Pats minus a half. That's my two-point
pick. Phenomenally good pick.
My three-point pick, Michael, I refuse to be scared off by RJ Bell.
Oh, this is a mistake.
I just refuse to do it. I have certain rules in life, okay? One is bet Aaron Rodgers as an underdog. He's getting points in Indy. Indy's good. I have learned my lesson. They went to Tennessee and proved it a few weeks ago. Phillip Rivers is no joke. He's still playing good football, and they are no joke. I'm not sleeping on Indy, and they're very good at home. But they got beaten by the Ravens 2 weeks ago at home. And guess what? They will get beaten by Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at home this week. Packers need this one, and they're getting a point and a half. I'll take the Packers for three, wow, the Pats for two, and Washington for one. Those are my picks.
Those are the pro picks brought to you by Bud Light. When game day is a go, there's a Bud Light there. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the New York Jets. I also have some other numbers on that game because I thought about picking it. So Aaron Rodgers sometimes struggles against good defenses. So the Colts have the number one defense in the NFL. So the closest that he's come to that, played Tampa, who was the third best defense. And they held him to 201. They held Green Bay to 201 total yards.
But they got destroyed.
Right, and they scored just 10 points. So that's something that scared me off of it, as well as RJ. But here's a good thing for you. 4-0, 296.5 passing yards, and 9 TDs in the past four road games at Green Bay's played. And under Matt LaFleur, they're 5-1 against the spread as a road underdog.
No,
got past four when they were underdogs. Aaron Rodgers, 4-0, 296.5 yards with 9 TDs in the past four games when they are underdogs. So you got some on your side, some against you. But the RJ thing was too heavy for me, Don.
I get
and Adams
it.
Being questionable scared me off it.
I'm waiting to see if we have a pick from Incarcerated Bob, who's 2-0 so far, by the way.
Yeah, we got
to
get one.
Now, before we break for ENN, the Michael K. Show's 20-20 contest continues Monday at 3 p.m. There's only three chances left to score big, so make sure you're tuned in. For Monday, we're giving away an all-star cookout combo from Kansas City Steak, including fillets, ribeyes, strip steaks, lobster tails, and more. That's quite a giveaway. It's the 20-20 contest. It's brought to you by P.C. Richard & Son, Kansas City Steak, the Bartesian Premium Cocktails on Demand, and all of us here at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.